Good morning.
Good morning.
Trying to get organized here. Original title for today's lesson was Taking Responsibility. It has changed a little bit, so bear with me if it does change. Getting a little bit of rain. I want to welcome the Chapels to our fellowship here. It was good to have you join us there. And I appreciate Mike's comments this morning on the movie. It was definitely something that was well put, and there are a lot of things that we can learn from that. And there's kind of some ideas borrowed here as well that kind of play into those comments as well. So try to keep those short. During the past month and a half or so, a lot of us have been undergoing the Purpose-Driven Life study, and that's covered several topics along the way, and I believe we're wrapping that up today. Among these are finding our purpose and our place and what we can do to have a positive impact on others. It all begins with taking responsibility. The significance of the 40-day study, 40 days is used throughout the Bible as God's little time frame, the fasting and a lot of other things that do apply, come into play there. And we all must give an account for our lives, so taking responsibility and doing some of the lessons learned in that study. May not agree with everything in there. It was written by a man. So just go through and find out what is applicable and what is biblical and approach it as that. Matthew 12, 35 and 30 through 37 say, "The good man out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil man out of evil treasure brings forth evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will render account for every careless word they utter, for by your words you are justified, and by your words you will be condemned." And Romans 14 instructs us not to judge others and don't place roadblocks in front of other people. So making sure that we're careful what we say and that it does have a backing. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Some try to justify their actions, maybe rectify themselves back to God through some other good deed. That's not the way it is. Take responsibility for our sins and repent. That's what God wants us to do. God is faithful and will forgive his followers if they have a sincere heart. Jesus died for our sins and freely offers the gift of salvation. We choose to accept it. That's our responsibility. Many have recently observed the tradition of Ash Wednesday. Having grown up in a fundamentalist church, it was kind of new to me a few years back with several of my colleagues, kind of going through the traditions of where they come from in that basically modified version of the Jewish tradition of repentance, tearing their clothes and sitting in ashes. Pope Urban II in 1088 recommended the custom of putting ashes on the foreheads of the parishioners, although several of the churches had already been practicing that for 500 years. There are many accounts in the Old Testament where people would tear their clothes and sit in ashes as a way to repent, and that's something that we can all learn from. Too many times, though, people just put the ashes on and never truly repent. It's what's in your heart that's important. King David was a great man, and he repented many times with deep sorrow. And if you want to turn to Psalm 51, we'll read one of these. "Oh, have mercy on me, O God, according to thy steadfast love. According to thy abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done what is evil in thy sight. So thou art justified in thy sentence, and blameless in thy judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in my inward being, and therefore teach me in wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Fill me with joy and gladness. Let the bones of thou hast broken rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit in me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach my transgressors thy ways, and sinners will return to thee. Deliver me from thy blood guiltlessness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud with thy deliverance. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will show forth thy praise. And continues on. But essentially the psalm is saying, have mercy on me and help me. There are many other traditions going on around us. Many are participating in Lent and practice of many. And it kind of gives people a chance to reflect on the trials and things that happened during Jesus' life. Rather than once a year, we try to do that weekly here at the communion, and we should all strive to do that daily in our own lives. Mobs of people sometimes can do different things. Matthew 21:8-11, most of the crowd spread their garments on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds went before him that followed him, shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And he entered Jerusalem. All the city was stirred, saying, Who is this? And the crowds, This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee. It seems many people were accepting who he really was, but a lot of times people just go with the flow and do what's popular around them. Jesus was honored on Palm Sunday. The crowd quickly turned, though. Matthew 26:2. You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered to be crucified. Again, with a mob of people. How he died is not the issue to consider. It's why he died that's of paramount importance. Mike's comments earlier today about Mel Gibson's movie. The movie is stirring up controversy with a lot of people. It is a good movie to take a look at, watch, and I highly recommend that anyone who hasn't seen it go see it. A lot of people are getting worked up. Some say it's just too graphic. Well, an execution is graphic, so that's something that is there. It may have been a little over the top, but that's something that kind of have to look at as a movie trying to portray something that happened a long time ago that none of us were really there to see. There were a few traditions added in there and some other things that, and of course you have to add dialogue in there that may not be in the Bible per se, but it kind of follows the intent of what was there. A lot of hidden religious agenda in being against this film, though. Satan's using anything that can possibly persuade anybody to, oh no, you don't want to see that, it's wrong, it's this, it's that, and making excuses after excuse. That's just Satan's devices to try and block something that can be used for good. But the fact Jesus died is not the end of the story. He rose again, and he is coming back, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He died for our sins, and we can choose to accept his gift or ignore it. He paid the sacrifice once and for all. If we choose to be counted as Christians, we must make a decision to accept that. How he died was graphic, and we do need to be reminded of this. Shock value alone, though, isn't enough to save us. It's why he died, and what we do to respond that is our responsibility. Several years back, Ray Bolts wrote the song Watch the Lamb, covered Passion from a fictional point of view of bystanders during the crucifixion. They're trying to keep tabs on their sacrificial Passover lamb, and they see all that's going on there, and they decide that Jesus is the sacrificial lamb. Very good song from a long time ago. Jesus died, but he's not dead. Luke 24:1-9, if you want to turn there. But on the first day of the week, at dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices which they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood in dazzling apparel, and they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground. The men said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered to the hands of the sinful men and crucified, and on the third day rise. And they remembered these words and returned to the tomb, all of the 11 and the rest. And he is coming back. We choose to accept his invitation. Revelation 22, very end there, 16 through the end of the Bible. I, Jesus, have sent an angel to you with a testimony for the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The Spirit and bride come. And let him who hears say, Come. And him who is thirsty, let him who desires take the water of life without price. I warn every one of you who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. And if one adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in the book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of the prophecy, God will take away his share of the tree of life in the holy city, which is described in this book. And he who testifies to these things, saying, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of Lord Jesus Christ be with the saints. Amen. I guess what is our purpose here? We have to give an account for our lives, and we have to choose how we respond to Jesus, be positive or negative. At WMVN AM 97 many years ago, our legal sign-off, it was a little Christian station, so we were a daytimer, so at night we had to sign off. But the sign-off concluded with a legal ID and all the disclaimers, and then a song entitled, Have You Been Listening? The last phrase of it was, what are you going to do about Jesus? And we dropped the carrier right after the conclusion of that song. That question is one of the most important that you can ask in your life. What are you going to do about Jesus? Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending your Son Jesus to die for us, to be the sacrificial lamb. We thank you that you offer forgiveness through his shed blood. We pray that we will strive to learn more about what he's done for us and what we can do for him. We pray that those who hear are willing and accept the gift that you have provided. For those who have not responded, we pray that we can have an influence on them and help them to respond to you, to take action, and to be responsible for our lives. It is in the Son, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.